Everyone else fanned out to one side or the other and ran to keep up. Aura trotted next to Juan. Ketha was on her other side. The closer they got to the barracks, the stronger a disgusting smell grew. Vampire raised to the nth degree, but ones who'd been rolling in their own shit and vomit. Decaying vegetation mingled with the sickly sweet rot of putrefied meat. Rotten egg stench overlaid everything, along with the sharp sting she associated with formalin. Her eyes watered and her lungs burned.
"At least two, maybe three or four," Aura muttered.
"My take as well," Ketha said. "Jesus, breathing is painful."
"What I don't get is where the greeting party is, and why they smell so god-awful."
Juan punctuated his words with a disgruntled grunt.
"Worst vampire slot I ever saw was after Jorge beheaded Raphael and ended up coated in dried blood he didn't bother to wash off."
Aura breathed shallowly through her mouth. They'd reached the front of the building. Victor twisted the door handle.
"God damn it, it's locked."
Ketha moved in front of him. Power flared from her fingertips. A rusty, squealing sound battered Aura's ears as the lock reluctantly gave way. Victor grabbed Ketha's arm.
"Stay back," he instructed,
and gave the door a good, hard kick. It swung open, and he trotted inside, cursing in German, sword raised and ready. Aura gagged. If she'd thought the smell was bad before, it was nothing compared with now.
"What the fuck?" she blurted. "It's cold here. Far too cold for anything to decay. Hell, I've come across carcasses in the tropics that didn't smell this bad."
"Yeah, I wondered about the stench too."
Juan angled his body between her and the building and raised the gun to firing position.
"I'm going after Victor. The rest of you remain here."
Before she could lodge a protest, mention the women's magic trumped the men's by a good big bunch, he vanished through the darkened doorway. A long, low whistle followed.
"Safe enough,"
Victor called, his voice gruff.
"You all should see this."
Aura tugged the front of her parka up so it covered her nose and called a mage light. It flickered a soft violet next to her. As prepared as she'd ever be, she followed the other women inside. Grimy windows let in enough light. She didn't need her magical one, so she extinguished it. Breath clotted in her throat at the scene spread before her. Three men, ravaged by various stages of deterioration, lay on a scarred beige linoleum floor. But they weren't the source of the stench. A battered oak desk and two chairs were the only furniture in the room. Karen crouched next to one of the men.
"Pretty sure these animal bites," she pointed, "happened before he died, which means he's been dead for a considerable time."
Ketha flipped another of the dead men over.
"I don't believe this one was ever a vamp." "This one wasn't either," Karen confirmed. "And when these men died, there was still wildlife here. Hungry seals, like as not."
"Which probably means Mr. Unlucky Number 3 wasn't a vampire either,"
Aura gritted out and jerked her chin at the third body. Where the hell was the smell coming from? She still sensed vampires, but where were they? Victor rifled through the desk with a dusty computer terminal sitting atop it. He pulled out an assortment of pens and pencils, followed by a yellowed envelope.
"What do you have there?" Ketha asked.
"I have no idea."
Victor walked over to a window where the light was better. Balancing the saber so the tip rested on the floor between his boots, he extracted a sheet of paper from the envelope.
"What does it say?"
Juan clicked the rifle's safety to on and lowered it before he moved closer to Victor.
We want to know too,
Recco and Dade said almost in unison.
"Hang on. Probably nothing beyond a requisition list, but I'll read it."
Victor cleared his throat.
"Here we go."
He smoothed the paper in front of him, and his eyes widened.
"Not a shopping list after all?" Ketha asked.
"Nope, it's not. Listen up. This looks interesting. Come on, amigo. The suspense is killing me."